Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason. Anything goes. You got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands and 5 different fits. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Not me, though. I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. My other pairs, they had to go. So when it comes to comfort, MeUndies has you covered. Get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/supermega. You heard that right. 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/supermega.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Talking Show. My name is Matthew Watson.
And my name is Ryan McGee, and we are so happy to be sitting here. In fact, let me get a little more comfortable. Let me,
You letting the piggies out?
Let me kick these off.
Damn.
Let me get comfortable.
Hey, if you guys stick around, maybe later you'll see a little sneak peek of what's under them socks right there.
Maybe.
I like your socks. You know what they say about black socks? They never get dirty.
Oh.
The longer you wear them, the blacker they get.
I have to smell them to make sure if they're clean or not. And it's not necessary. Basically, it's as long as they don't smell bad or like a little bit off, I will wear them.
Yeah, I...
I rewear them.
If you don't sweat it.
Well, now yeah. It's getting hot outside, so we're going to be sweating a lot, which means might be flip flop weather, which means we're going to have to take care of our toesy woesies a little more.
Dude, my toes
with
are
some nail clippers.
Nasty right now.
Do people file their toenails?
Yeah.
Is that like a regular thing people do?
We should get a mani pedi. Get our
I'm
toes
down.
Looking.
I've never had one. My toes are disgusting.
Yeah, they would
have some fungal infection.
They would have a good time with your toes.
Don't go to South America without taking your shots, folks. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you had the option. Why didn't you?
Especially if you're sent an email by Montana Jones who says that there's a treasure that will make you rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Listen, man, I told you from the start, I thought that was just bullshit.
Nope, you just come back with a fungal foot infection. But you know what? Actually, I did gain a little bit of treasure.
Yeah,
yeah. I met someone there.
No way! Get out. Like a friend or like?
Oh yeah, his name's Hank.
Oh, nice.
He was cool. He let me stay at his place a little bit while my foot was in the most pain it's ever been. But I don't know. He gave me foot massages at night.
Oh, that's sweet.
While I was sleeping only. Like, I would wake up to them and fall asleep to them.
I think that's normal.
It's more like I'd start to fall asleep, and then I'd feel my foot kind of being... It felt good, so, like, I wasn't going to say anything.
Sure.
We also weren't on first-name basis by then. It took me about a few days to get Hank out of his mouth.
But yeah.
Overall, I'm back and I'm okay. I think that's where it is.
The fungal infection, I will say. I mean, it looks better, but it's when you had your socks off earlier, I noticed it. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, there's a smell and everything. And
I know.
You leave wet, you know, like footsteps.
Kinda. I soak my socks in Febreze every morning in hopes that it might, you know, deter the smell even a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the clean linen Febreze smell is great.
I've started putting coconut in my socks even.
Really?
Yeah.
Like coconut
shavings.
Shavings.
Like you put on a cake?
That's actually supposed to be pretty healthy.
Helps kind of, I don't know what the term is, but helps get rid of dead skin because it kind of shaves it off. Yeah, exfoliates your skin.
Nice, nice. I was a little let down just because, you know, you got the email from, what was his name, Montana Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I said, Ryan, this is bullshit. This is a scam. And you wouldn't listen, and you flew down to South America. I don't even know what country you went to. And then there was no contact for 5 weeks. And, you know, that was my birthday was during that time. So I didn't get, like, a happy birthday drawing from you this year.
Well, the treasure map they sent me was a bit confusing. So it was just a red line. And I kind of had to assume certain things. It was like a stereotypical treasure map.
Were you like in the jungle and shit?
Yeah. I crossed a river.
Yeah.
Two rivers, actually.
Nice.
That's probably where the foot
did you wear shoes while going through the jungle?
Yeah. I wore big boots.
But you walked through water with your shoes on?
Yeah. I mean, most people who hike walk through creeks with their shoes on.
I mean, that's how you get trench foot. Are you sure that's not trench foot that you have?
I haven't gone to a doctor, so I mean, I think neither you nor I are medical professionals. So
true.
I mean, you've given me a doctor's number that I should go to out of worry, but I just don't like his last name.
Yeah, and if he's anything like my doctor,
if you know what I mean.
God. Oh, and if he's anything like my doctor, he's gonna hug you.
Oh, true. Dr. Huggums.
Yeah. Dr. Huggums. Throwback to last episode if you missed that one. Real good one. Dude, you got water dripping down your mustache.
I spilled water a little bit.
How much did you spill, bro?
A little bit. You can't even see it.
No, you can't even see it.
Barely.
Not at all, man.
I mean, with this screen, you know, you can't really tell the difference between the dark navy blue and the black micromodal fabric robe that I'm wearing.
A MeUndies micromodal fabric robe?
It is.
Robe?
But I don't think we have a MeUndies ad for this week.
I don't know.
They just sent it to me, so I'm putting it on because I didn't want to just wear a tank top because I don't know if that's too cash.
Dude, it's your podcast. If you want to be cash, you can be as cash as you want.
But you know, I say that as if putting on a robe is the opposite of casual.
It's pretty businessy, you know?
Well, I guess higher-ups, you know, like higher-ups, Who's the robe guy?
You get the billionaires with their robes, you know?
Who's the robe guy, though? What's his name again?
Is there a robe guy?
Hugh Hefner.
Oh, yeah. He was always wearing that
and
shit.
And then in, like, a bunch of movies, if they're depicting, like, old Hollywood, the stars always come down, like, their stairway in, like, a robe smoking a cigar. Like, usually it's, like, a red robe with, like, black kind of lining and stuff.
Yeah. We should get some of those robes, like the specific millionaire or billionaire robes that they all have. Because maybe, honestly, that might be the trick to
we just wear them around the office the whole time. Get our names engraved, even.
Ooh,
just Mr. McGee, Mr. Watson.
I would love that. Just yours can be blue, mine can be red.
All right,
you know, like super mega colors.
What are y'all's opinions on robes? We're dying to know. We're dying to figure out. What's the robe market like?
Hit us up in the comments, guys. Tell us your favorite robe
or nightcap.
That's right.
What's a nightcap?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that the...
I figured out the charades you were doing.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, they don't call me the 2006 charades champion for nothing.
I feel like an idiot. You said nightcap, and I was like, what's a nightcap?
I guess a nightcap could also be like a beer, right?
It's the last drink of the night.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're
I'm
like,
talking about like a cap as in a hat.
It could also be like a knight's helmet, you know? A nightcap.
Oh, true.
And he's just real, he's real cash, and he
like
calls it...
the feather thing?
Yeah, yeah, he just calls it a cap.
You know what the feather thing is called?
Macaroni?
Maybe.
Remember? That dude stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Yeah, I always thought that was one of those more like goofy, wide-brimmed explorer hats that they were talking about in that song. Stuck a noodle in his hat and called... No, stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Why did he do that?
What's the beginning of that? What?
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat cap and called it macaroni. Dude, some dude just wrote that stupid short little thing and it became a worldwide sensation. Everyone knows it.
We're about to give him credit.
Yankee Doodle? Where the fuck did Yankee Doodle come from?
Okay.
Who's Yankee Doodle Dandy?
We got the Kennedy Center. Yankee Doodle, the story behind the song.
Ooh.
The song Yankee Doodle seems as American as apple pie, the 4th of July, and flying the stars and stripes, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a song every school kid, gray-haired grandpa, and kazoo band can sing and play together with gusto.
Yep.
But did you know that the words to this song were written as a slap in the face to Americans?
What?
Yankee Doodle is a famous example of an insult that backfired.
I'm sorry, what? That's an anti-American song?
A colonial insult. The Yankee Doodle tune was already well known by the 1750s, but tradition says that in 1755, a British doctor named Richard Schuckburg, penned new words to mock his American allies. He betrayed the colonists as rude, crude, and with attitude. It says cowardly, I just thought.
Why would he mock his allies? What a dick.
In
They're
the
on
song,
his team.
Schuckburg, I'm just going to say...
Stuckman.
Schuckburg?
Whoa, that is a weird last name.
Schuckburg?
I think it's Schuckburg.
Okay, Schuckburg referred to the American fighter as both a doodle, a country hick, and a dandy, a conceited jerk. No one has ever figured out exactly where the term Yankee comes from. One guess is that Yankee started as a nickname, Little Jan, used by Dutch settlers at the time. But the Brits used it to mock all American colonists. Later, of course, it became the name of a very famous New York baseball team.
Yeah, it did.
So I guess it's just an insult that turned around?
Just a bitter British man was like, I'm going to show those Americans. But he really had no idea that he had written a classic right there. That even now, you know, 300 years later, we're still singing it, man. Everyone's singing it. And it's not even like a recorded song that it's like, oh yeah, I know that song. It's just spread through like word of mouth.
So the song's just about an idiot.
Yeah,
so he's like,
an American
stuck
idiot.
Stuck a feather in my hand.
Call it macaroni. It's macaroni.
It's macaroni. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's...
But we took it back.
Yeah, we took it back. That song is... it represents us and how proud we are to be American. And I would fucking stick a feather in my cap and call it macaroni proudly.
It's funny because that tune, it's got to be originally from something else, I guess, like an actual because
like a battle
parody.
Song where
because
they're like marching.
Whenever I hear it, I think of the Confederate whistle. That's what is that what we can call it?
The Confederate whistle.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like I think of a group of soldiers in like 1750 marching, and there's like the dudes with like the drums and the little like flute marching with them. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're all singing it together? Riding on a pony.
Stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. You know what's actually weird was when the settlers came over, they had British accents. And like, how did it change to this so quickly? Because like, there came a point with like, in not that long, I think, where it's like, there was no more British accent anymore. Because I know obviously accents form because of the separation of two groups. And things just start to change and mutate.
You ask a similar question as like Tim Allen. It's like, if there are still British like accents,
mm-hmm.
then why did it disappear from the, like what he says about evolution? Like if there's still, what is it? It's like.
If man comes from monkey,
yeah.
Why they're still monkey?
If American come from British accent, then why still British accent?
Whoa. That's a good point. Because Australian... For example, you could still hear the British in that.
Yeah.
You know? You can't hear the British in the American accent at all. There's none of that bullshit, and thank God.
Is the Southern accent like a slow degradation of a British accent?
I think it's like Scottish and Irish.
Get out of here. Oh, yeah, true. Okay. Where the hell did the Southern accent come from?
Let me actually, I'm real curious, brother, about what the Southern, because
we're learning a lot today.
I know.
Today's like a school day.
I know.
I don't like school days, man. I like the weekends.
Well, you can learn things on the weekend.
Like what? What's his age? How many songs? Yeah. How many number one Billboard hits does he have?
A lot. You can learn how many monthly listeners he has on Spotify. He's number one.
The Weeknd looks like he could be either like 30 or 40.
Yeah, it's like he could be 40 with like a lot of makeup on, or 30 and just be like pushing that direction.
Yeah,
he seems like one of those guys that might have sold his soul to the devil to become famous. He just kind of strikes me as that, you know? Like the devil blessed him with a beautiful voice and was like, Weeknd, you're going to be famous.
I don't think Fortnite would ever put anyone that was that is from the devil. It's a great game.
You don't know that, dude.
The Chinese wouldn't stand for it.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Chinese.
Okay.
It's such a stupid...
When someone says the Chinese, it always like comes across as... It just makes me giggle. It's like, the Chinese.
Well, because it's just like, it's the same... It's like, the Reds.
Yeah, know? Yeah. It just sounds... When you put the in front of a race or a group of people, it automatically makes it a lot worse. Even if the context is like... perfectly innocent. It just makes it sound worse.
Because it's grouping in everybody. You know, it's grouping a singular with a one idea, with one ideal.
You ready for this?
I'm ready for this, baby. Y'all ready for this?
Now my sister's calling me. Why does she always call me when we're recording? She must know, dude.
What is it about this time?
Samantha, you're on the podcast. I was looking up where Southern accents came from, and you have interrupted that, so this better be good.
Oh, what do you mean where Southern accents come from?
What is the origin of the Southern accent? Like, how did it form? Is it, like, from British, or?
What is it?
Yeah, well, I'm asking. I don't know yet.
We're trying to figure it out.
Seems like a simple Google question would do that.
Well, I actually had it pulled up on Google, and then my phone screen changed.
He was about to read it.
I was wetting my lips to read it, and then my phone screen said, Sister Sam is calling, so I had to take it.
It's good that you have the reminder of sister in there.
Mm-hmm. I forget sometimes. Do you know what? What?
I was going to see if you're getting mom anything for Mother's Day.
Is
that soon?
When is that?
Like 2 weeks
from
now.
Okay.
Good, all right.
Good.
Yeah, I'll...
say some chocolates.
I'll get her some chocolates. I'll mail her some chocolates in the mail.
Flowers.
And flowers.
And a big teddy bear.
And what?
And a teddy bear. No, I'm not going to send her merch. We lose money that way.
Maybe I'll send her like a Caesar salad.
Oh, Ryan might send a Caesar salad or something. Maybe we'll send fresh oysters together. Straight from the beautiful California coast, from Santa Monica. All right, Sam, I got to learn about the Southern accent, so I got to get bouncing.
Okay, bye.
Bye. What a fucking freak, man. Here we go. Many features suggest that it largely developed from non-standard dialects of colonial English as spoken by white Southern planters and British indentured servants, plus a more minor influence from the Creoles and Pidgins spoken by Black Caribbeans. So, a mix of Creole from the Caribbeans, and then some British indentured servants. I like what they're called, indentured servants. It's like they're slaves. It's just like they're making it sound nicer.
Indentured servitude. That's an even better word.
Is it a separate thing from
what,
being enslaved? Because you're indentured, so
it's supposed to be.
It's like you get paid, but you don't have a choice. Like you are. That's fucking crazy. And what's even crazier is this ad read.
Listeners, you'll never guess what I just did. I reached into my pants and found something incredibly soft. That's right, MeUndies underwear. Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason. Anything goes. You got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands and 5 different fits. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Not me, though. I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. My other pairs, they had to go. Why? Because MeUndies, hands down, is the best. I'm hooked and honestly, feels off trying to wear anything else at this point. But breaking news, guys, MeUndies isn't just about underwear anymore. Explore their lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. They recently sent us some robes and... boy, howdy, are those suckers soft. I walk around in one of those feeling like a billionaire. It's amazing.
So when it comes to comfort, MeUndies has you covered. Get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/supermega. You heard that right. 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/supermega.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yo, the Super Mega Show is on!
I love the term rogue for semen.
Yeah, I forgot to put genius in
there. Because I'm going to Japan.
Taiwan.
No, I'm going to Japan.
China.
Riot! Stop!
I'm sure that company loved a good talk on semantics between indentured servitude and slavery.
Yes.
Right before the reading of whatever it was. I'm sure they were very impressed and proud.
Yeah, very. I mean, they see our intellect, you know, in full color on the podcast. It's very beautiful.
Speaking of color, how many colors is on that shirt of yours?
This one?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4... Wait, are you counting black and white? Okay, black shirt, white, green, pink, yellow. Oh, do you want me to... this shirt is available at shop.funnybrothers.com.
You just looked good in it.
Oh, you? I thought you were
and
trying
to... And if you
want
to look cool like Matthew, keep the camera on him, Luke, and keep your mind on him, audience who are listening to the audio version. If you want to look as cool as Matthew, too bad. The hat is sold out. But
oops.
If you want to look at least halfway decent as Matthew, then look at his shirt. There's still some of those left.
That's right. Go get them right
go,
now.
Go Gadget, buy Super Mega merch.
Go Gadget, Funny Brothers. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
With Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick, the broad man.
Did you ever see Inspector Gadget 2? Where they introduce a female gadget?
Yeah, yes, yes! Remember that car, too, that he drove?
Mm-hmm.
That thing was slick. And Dr. Claw?
Dr. Claw. And see, in the first movie, they get an actor. Well, they got an actor in the second movie, but they have an actor that you see his face and everything. And then the second movie, they couldn't get the same actor, so they just shot it like a Cow and Chicken, or like the early episodes of Fairly Odd Parents, where like always his head is just off camera, or it's like silhouetted drastically.
I remember that because when I think of Dr. Claw, I can't think of his face. I just see literally like from the neck down and his claw hand, which I always thought was cool but scary.
But I think that's more of a reference to the TV, like the original, like the TV show or something. And then because the first movie was like, what? Dr. Claw, why am I seeing his little face? Who is this?
You know a lot of trivia about Inspector Gadget, the movies. Did you see him with your dad in theaters?
I don't even know if 2 came out in theaters.
I feel like that went straight to VHS.
But DVD. I will say, the actor that they got to replace Matthew Broderick as Inspector Gadget in Inspector Gadget 2 played one of the burglars in Home Alone 4.
Wait, they replaced him in number 2?
Mm-hmm. It's not Matthew. It's some other guy that looks vaguely similar to Matthew Broderick.
Inspector Gadget 2.
But he was also in Home Alone 4.
Oh. Whoa. They changed his ass. I remember this cover. I remember drawing it. I would draw it. And Brown Bricks. There's the... Because we're talking about Inspector Gadget. And they're going to go, they didn't bring up Brown Bricks.
Brown Bricks.
Dr. Claw was sick.
Because you would go to like Walmart and they had those. Remember those claws where they would make that that, like that.
The ones that
were like red, they looked like a magnet, but they had like a yellow handle.
And you squeeze just, the thing? And
yeah.
It, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved that. Ooh. I always felt like I'd go around and I'd like play pretend with it.
If I was wearing long sleeves or a jacket, I would pull my arm in with one of those and pretend that I was Dr. Claw. Ooh. Or what I also did a lot was I took tinfoil and I would shape it into a claw shape and then hold on to it and pull my sleeve up so you can't see my hand. Boom. I was Dr. Claw in the flesh.
Well, because of Dr. Claw, I would draw so many characters on notebook paper during school hours that had just a claw.
Me too, dude.
I just thought it was the coolest thing.
Dude, when you're a kid, like a claw for an appendage is so fucking sick.
Well, a shiny like metal claw.
That goes tick, tick.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when I was a kid, one of my favorite movies was Thomas and the Magic Railroad, and I saw it in theaters. And the bad guy in that movie, he's a diesel that has a big claw on top of him.
Ooh.
So they all had claws, man. And it was back in the day. Like, where did those go, man? Where's the claws in media today?
Well, there's White Claw now. So now people are more interested in drinking than make believing having a robotic claw with their buds or alone in their room.
We got too many people fucking sipping the poison instead of sitting down with some bros, getting some tinfoil out, and crafting it into the shape of a claw and playing around the living room.
Was Inspector Gadget a Disney movie?
I think so.
Or does Disney just own
Was there
it
an
now?
Inspector Gadget thing at Disney at all? At Disneyland or Disney World? I love a good Disney production.
I'm looking. Directed, based on, produced, blah, blah, blah. Edited, cinematography, production companies, Walt Disney Pictures.
Yeah, because yep. I feel like at one point at Disney World or Disneyland, they had like an Inspector Gadget something.
I didn't go to Disney World that much. And the last time I went to Disneyland was like 2022 or some shit like that. It's been a bit.
I remember last time I went to Disneyland was... I actually don't remember.
All I can say is that there's definitely no Inspector... As of close to a year and a half to 2 years ago, there is no Inspector Gadget ride.
Maybe you just missed it when you were walking around. Maybe you were in a drunken haze.
Maybe I was. I was on that those Star Wars drinks.
Ooh.
I was on that the fucking blue milk, dude.
Dude, the blue milk is good. I like the green more, but the they're both good. I get both.
Green milk?
Yeah. You not like the green milk? Voice crack.
I thought that was there's only blue milk. Where are you getting the green
milk? No, there's blue and green. They're different flavors. The green one is kind of like tangy and it's got a little sour kick to it.
Ooh, that does sound good.
I really like it.
But I don't remember green milk being in the Star Wars vocal canon on screen.
Yeah, it might not.
Blue milk is.
It might not have been in the movies, but it's in, I'll tell you what, it's in the theme park.
Remember when Luke Skywalker drinks milk from the breast of a creature?
No.
No.
Dude, I told you, like, still with Star Wars, I haven't seen... I can't believe, actually, like, at this point, I should have seen.
You know what a tauntaun is?
Yeah, I know what a tauntaun is. It's like the camel thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You can quiz me on Star Wars. I might know some shit.
Okay. What is Boba Fett?
An alien?
A bounty hunter. Okay, another one.
Okay, I got one wrong.
What Star Wars character keeps the lightsabers of his fallen victims and has four arms?
The fuck?
And is a half reptilian, half robot concoction.
Forearm Frank?
Who appears in episode 3.
General, really? General Grievous? No, General Grievous?
General Grievous, yeah.
Okay.
Last question.
Okay, so I got one wrong, got one right. This is what's going to make or break it.
Yeah. Are you ready for this
one?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I'm just thinking of something real quick. Hold up. I'm trying to...
Tension's killing me. The suspense is just...
True or false, even though they are brother and sister, Luke and Leia swap spit by kissing.
They do kiss.
They do.
I do remember that from episode 4.
Right? I'm surprised they didn't. I can't remember. I just wish they had a like. You're my sister. Ah! They like there's he's like washing his mouth out with syrup.
I wish he had directed him like that. I just watched. It was fucking insane, dude. I just watched the 1996 Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. Have you seen that movie?
I have not because it never interested me. Because it's from the same director that directed the
Elvis.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, the only movie I've seen by this guy was I think the Gatsby movie.
Oh yeah, but he moved into doing more like I guess serious movies like that. But
they're not as stylized as Romeo and Juliet.
Dude, Romeo and Juliet,
or Gatsby.
The first like 5 minutes in, I was like, I love this. It's edited and shot and directed so fucking crazy. Like we should definitely watch it for Uncle Sleepover because it is insane.
I was watching a scene of like them kind of putting old Shakespearean speech of like a bunch of like dudes.
Yeah, the whole movie it's like modern day, but they speak in Shakespearean.
I thought it was good. I was watching. I was like, what the fuck?
It's supposed to be goofy.
Okay.
it's really funny. I didn't understand.
Is Tobey Maguire in it?
No. I didn't understand like half the movie.
Why would I watch it?
Paul Rudd's in it. Young Paul Rudd, he's handsome.
What?
Yeah, he plays the to-be husband of Juliet, who she's supposed to be marrying.
Just like when Bradley Cooper played the parents' choice for the wannabe husband in Meet the Parents?
Yep.
No, that's Owen Wilson, right?
It is Owen Wilson. No,
I'm thinking of Wedding
Crashers. Owen Wilson's the ex in that movie.
Yes, but Wedding Crashers is the one with Bradley Cooper. I'm sorry, there were people, their little wrong alerts were going
on. Meet the parent heads, punching the air right now.
Meet the Fokker heads.
But I wanted to read something to you.
Okay.
Because while I was watching this movie of Shakespearean, I got curious. And I was like, oh man, what if our whole book was written in Shakespearean? So what I did was I found a tool online that would convert text to Shakespearean text. So I converted a passage of our book to old Shakespeare style. And I'd like to read it, if that's all right.
That's fine.
First, I'll read the original passage.
Okay. Well, we have a copy of our book right up there.
Oh my God, you're right.
I was about to go like find a rip or something of it.
You loser.
So for context, Ryan and myself are watching the taking of Pelham 123.
As we do.
When nature calls, Ryan waddled toward the Grecian bathroom, his sphincter puckered. Sitting on the commode.
You're out of focus a little bit.
Oh, it's because I'm leaning forward. I'm going to lean back a little. Sitting on the commode, Ryan flipped through the latest edition of National Enquirer. Jennifer Aniston's lumpy mom bod was absolutely disgusting. It's called a diet, sweetie, Ryan chuckled to himself. He made two or three brown and wiped his bottoms free of any leftover brown. Shortly after, he made some white or two and buttoned his trousers. As Ryan finished drying his hands on the silk curtains, his pager went off. It flashed the message, SOS. Ryan smacked his teeth. Bugger off! What could have been so important as to interrupt this most sacred tradition of watching the taking of Pelham 123, 2009 action/thriller film, with his friend at Matt H. Watson? Ryan took a moment to cool off from this intrusion when he finally joined Matt in the living room. He found his buddy laughing out loud to a Joe Rogan, Spotify comedian in parentheses, podcast clip. What's got you in stitches, my good friend? Ryan asked. Nothing, brother. Just watching some Joe. He sure is insightful. Matt paused the clip to save it for later and patted the cushion on the couch closest to him. How about we get back to... Before Matt could finish his sentence, his pager began to beep loudly. It read the same eerie message as his companion's. SOS. Matt rolled his eyes and threw his attention back to the movie screen. Cracking his pager in two like shrimp on rice, he dropped it to the floor and picked up the remote. Are we ready to go? Matt asked. Hit it! The film continued and so did the fun. John Hamm was perfectly cast as Ryder, and his performance brought Ryan to tears. Looking to Matt during the scene where Ryder threatens to kill a passenger lest Garber confess his sins, Ryan softly whispered, "How can life be this good? And all with my best friend to share it with."
You chose a long passage.
I did.
So you're going to have to read all of that in Shakespearean now.
It made it much better, I will say.
Okay, okay.
When nature's summons doth resound, quoth Ryan. He hobbled toward the Grecian privy, his nether portal tightly clenched. Perched upon the porcelain throne, Ryan perused the freshest tome of the National Enquirer. The visage of fair Jennifer Aniston, her form now marred by lumps, did sore affront his eyes. "'Tis but a simple fast thou needest, sweetling," he murmured low, a chuckle in his throat. He fulfilled his earthy needs, a brace or tray of sable deeds, then cleansed his hinder parts of any tarrying shades. Anon, he wrought a duo of alabaster deeds and fastened his breeches tight. As Ryan's hands in silken drapes he dried, his summons device did shrill. The light spelled out dire letters, S.O.S. With teeth a-clack, Ryan spat, "Avaunt! Annoyance!" What matter could so press that it should dare to break this hallowed rite, the viewing of the taking of Pelham 123, a kinetograph of action and thrill with his comrade at Matt H. Watson? How you like it so far?
I'm loving it.
It's pretty good.
I don't know if it can get any better. The bathroom stuff.
Oh.
The nether portal?
Yeah, it changed sphincter to nether portal. Ryan cooled his ire from such rude breach. At length, he joined his mate Matt in the hall of common repose, only to find him guffawing at the jests of Joe Rogan, bard of Spotify's stage. What jest hath caught thy fancy, dear chum? Inquired Ryan. Naught, my brother, save for yon Joe's wit profound. Matt stayed the jest with a touch, and beckoned Ryan to the softness near. Shall we return to... Matt's speech was cut by the shrill of his own beeper, its message mirroring his fellow's S.O.S. With a roll of his orbs, Matt's gaze returned to the magic lantern's light. In ire, he snapped his beeper asunder, as one cleaves shrimp upon the rice, and cast it down, then seized the wand of channels. Art we prepared to proceed? Matt posed the query. Strike it so! The moving shadows played once more, their revelry undimmed. John Hamm, as writer, did grace the scene so well, it brought Ryan to a well of tears. In a tender moment, whilst Ryder threatened woe upon a traveler should Garber not confess his sins, Ryan to Matt did whisper soft, "How can life be thus sublime, and shared with thee, my comrade true, in mirth and time?"
Holy shit.
It's pretty beautiful, right?
That was fucking tits.
It was the tits. I was laying in bed cracking up. I was literally laying in bed after...
The opening part with the brown and white, definitely, I think is only made better by the Shakespearean.
It's great. We should just do a whole Shakespearean translation of our book. You know? Release it as a little thin floppy paperback. And leave space in the margins for people to write notes and annotate because, you know, teachers will make you do that. I fucking hated annotating books.
Our goal is to get Super Mega Saves the Troops as one of those, like, a book that would be allowed for an English teacher to teach in their class.
I think it
make
already
it a part
is,
of the
but...
curriculum. It, make it about story structure.
And it's a great story structure. So,
and then
some people have used that book for a class project. I've seen it online before, where someone has actually done like their. There, some like an essay where they had to choose a book or a presentation, an essay. You know, one of their friends from down the block. but yeah, that's pretty crazy. Don't stop the cameras, dude. Don't even joke. Put that down. Stop, dude. You're gonna scare me. Did you stop it?
Yep.
No, you didn't. I saw the red light disappear for a second.
Why are you still looking?
I'm not looking. It's right. The TV is right behind you.
Why are you still checking to see if it's recording?
I'm not checking. I'm looking. Look, side blinders. I'm looking straight at you. No, stop.
See?
When I looked, the red light was off again. So because it flashes, so it scared me.
You keep checking.
I do keep checking.
I'm living rent free in your head, Watson.
Yes, you are, dude. And I'd like to kick you out, please.
Nope. Squatters' rights.
Squatters' rights are awesome.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's actually how we got this office. Thank you. I noticed that.
That's right, right? That's
yeah. Okay. You had some people fucking punching their computer screen for about 5 minutes while the spinning logo computer was asunder. Is that the correct? Why are you blowing kisses at me?
Because I thought that was a good little sentence you put together. Why are you biting your lip at me? Doth bite your thumb at me.
I'm not.
Watson.
I'm not. I wish that was still an insult. Instead of like middle fingers, just bite your thumb. Maybe give it a suck or two.
Imagine like seeing that and be like,
some guy's threatening you on the street, like, hey.
he doesn't know how to do it quite well.
Oh man.
Or just like, ah, and then, like, his nail starts to bleed because he cracked it.
Oh, have you ever done that?
No, I've never bit my fingernail.
No, not bit through your fingernail, but just cracked it.
Oh yeah, more so a toe, like when I stubbed it, and then you see the dark red and black under the nail.
And then if you have to heat up a needle and pierce it to release the pressure.
Yeah, you do.
It's a great feeling.
Oh.
It is a, it's a nice relief, but it hurts. I dropped a weight on my pinky once. Just bah! And my whole pinky was black for a while. It was pretty cool. It looked like I was
It looks normal now.
Some kind of goth kid.
Looks pretty good, honestly.
Thanks, man.
That's a nice pinky.
You know, it was 11 years ago, so luckily the nail has, you know. What was actually cool was, like, it was black, and then you could see the black over the weeks, like, shifting up because your nail's growing, so it's, like, pushing it out. It was pretty rad, but not as rad as this commercial break.
And not only that commercial break, but this one as well.
Gotcha!
Oh,
they thought there was going to be another ad read.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Angie when you need her?
Well, they'll put Angie in wherever they see Angie's fit.
They'll stuff Angie anywhere in this podcast,
they,
dude.
They will.
We don't put that in. Angie gets fucking injected into this podcast, and we have no say on it. Angie controls us, okay? A-N-G-I. Angie's list is now Angie. I did go to listen to part of one of the episodes of Super Mega Show because I just wanted to see how it like sounded on Spotify and shit.
Yeah.
I press play immediately, Angie ad. I got like four of them.
I'm going to test it out. I'm going to try to listen to an episode of this, the Super Mega Show.
Right. Watch, it's going to fucking... you might get a little... You might get Angied.
We'll see. We're testing to see if I get Angied. So it's just if I press play on any...
Yeah, dude, are you going to get Angied?
Okay, hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving and cleaning.
So you didn't get Angie'd.
But I got Progressive.
You are Progressive.
So are you.
Ah, fuck.
What happened?
I left the bar at the bottom. Luke, you're going to have to blur that out completely the whole time.
We're embarrassed.
So y'all really just ditched that second monitor thing, huh?
I was thinking about that yesterday. We're not done setting this room up because right now the wires and cables connecting everything are a fucking mess. And I came in here and I tried to, in my notebook, draw like a map of the wiring and the cables. Dude, if you look at that thing, you're not going to be able to tell how to read it. It's insane. I don't think I can now. There are so many things that are plugged into another outlet that's plugged into this, and then these are here, and
they're going like through extenders.
What I want to do is basically redo all the wiring, get the ones that are just the right size, put them like mount one of those runners on the wall so that they go through on the wall. You don't see them. Okay, you're doing it then.
Nope. Luke is.
You're helping me.
Nope.
We'll all work
Luke
together.
Luke can help you.
We'll all work together.
I'll sit and watch.
Okay.
I'll give words of encouragement.
That wire looks a little too long. Missed one. Speaking of podcast room, I need to put some water in that fish tank behind you because I just noticed.
What's it look like now on camera? Just half empty.
Yeah, it looks like a decrepit fish tank now. I could put some water in it on Super Mega Junior, guys. On today's episode of Super Mega Junior, I'm putting water in the fish tank live.
So that's the benefit. The first thing, actually, on the episode of Super Mega Junior that'll be posted to our Patreon,
which you
can forgo for $5 a month, or if you want to get a sticker that month, we advertise what the sticker is usually. For this month it's done, or April it's done. This isn't going out.
Luke, show May's stickers on screen real quick.
Yeah, what's May? Well, May has multiple stickers.
Sign up for Sticker Club, and you right now you can get these three stickers in the mail. One of them's shiny.
Not only that, you get all the backlog of the Patreon content, which is like if you're not, for example, if you're
hundreds
not a channel member, you also have full VODs on the Patreon as well. Uncle Sleepover.
Exclusive shows. We got a new one coming soon that I don't want to tease, but might be filming that next week.
Shut up, we know! Shut up!
Hey,
Here's talk little... about things.
The fish tank sure is empty.
Yeah, it is. But we'll talk more about that
right after this ad break.
No.
Hey, we're at a stage right now where we don't have too many. We're not getting too many ad reads at the moment. They're gonna be picking up when ad season hits.
They better.
No, they're just they're securing them or something. I don't know. Pretty epic though.
That picture you sent me. Sorry to change conversation. Sure. But Matt, you sent me a picture last night, and I just wanted that. Was that mom's heart? You were playing Binding of Isaac, and you sent me a screenshot of the screen. You were like, look at this. Your character was really small, but there was a picture before
there
that.
There was one where it was super tiny.
That just looked like a boss or something. Hold on.
I don't think I took a picture of an enemy, because I wouldn't have been able to take it while I'm fighting, you know? I did beat mom's heart yesterday, though.
Oh, no, never. No, sorry. You went into a room with all those fucking soul hearts and got so many fucking...
What are those called? The ones, the white ones that...
I'm saying soul hearts. I don't know.
In Binding of Isaac, they're the white ones that if you collect it, it gives you a full, like, new heart.
Who
container.
Are you playing as?
I think I was playing as Cain.
I love Cain.
It's my favorite now. Really? Lazarus, get out of here. Cain,
hey, every pill you take, positive effect.
Dude, for real. Like, I didn't have any negative, and I actually yesterday had the best, most fun run I've probably ever had in that game using a seed.
As Cain?
Yeah. And I used a seed that I found online because someone was like, this is a really fun run if you use this seed. Mm-hmm. And I did. And unfortunately, if you play with a seed, it doesn't count any achievements or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's so what then the purpose of a seed is just to kind of for your own self-gratification.
It's for fun. It's like if you want this specific dungeon layout with like these items guaranteed in the item rooms, do this seed. But I did it honestly after this episode's done, you should try it out. It's so much fun. You're so powerful and you shoot lasers and all sorts of things.
Okay.
You're fat. Ooh. You can, and then later on, my head detached and was circling around me, floating, shooting lasers. And that was actually really difficult because I couldn't tell my body and my head and like five buddies all around me.
I had one buddy that got me upset. And like I died pretty Luke? Early on. So like I didn't really get to see what the pet did, but it was like, I can't remember what his name was. It was like Nub Nub Wants Coins. And it was just this head. And like he just floated to any coin that popped up, he'd take it, but it wouldn't go into my inventory. It was
wait,
just,
what?
Yeah, he would just take it. And I'd be like, what? Eventually, he like grew an extra size, but I didn't see what happened after that because I died shortly after. But I'm guessing he might become stronger with coins. I don't
know.
Does
he attack?
He wasn't attacking, or I didn't see him attacking in his first form.
Huh.
Maybe he in the second form he does. But
maybe he picks up coins, and then once he's picked up a certain number, something happens where he gives you an item or something. But I had a yesterday. I was playing on your Switch, and I went into the first boss of floor one. Was one I've never heard of. It was Steven.
Dude, I came across Steven last night, and it's the same thing. His the item at the end of when I killed him was
little Steven.
Steven.
Yeah.
Every time I love little Steven.
Little Steven's great. I don't think he did anything really. I didn't see him attacking.
Doesn't he just shoot like kind of like a second psychic type shot or something?
I don't remember. I just remember thinking he was kind of like, I was like, oh, okay. But Steven is, I actually looked it up on the wiki last night. You, to unlock Steven, you have to do some shit. So you've obviously done the shit, but.
To unlock to fight him?
To have him like even appear.
Okay, okay.
It's one of the secrets. But Steven was pretty easy, I thought. Did you have a hard time?
Mm-mm.
It was just kind of running around in a circle and shooting.
It's like one of those umbilical cord bosses, essentially.
Yeah, it's just like Gemini, except it's skinned differently and maybe
as stepdad and who? And you? What about y'all?
Yeah, well, I just went on a picnic last time I was in Colombia, but the
apparently
country.
I wasn't invited, but it's fine.
Why would you be invited?
Because I was, I don't know, was that around the time that I was in South America?
Yeah, you were in South Carolina.
I thought you said it was the country, Colombia.
No, it was you were in South Carolina, though.
Oh,
that's why
okay.
You weren't invited.
Okay.
Like, how
okay.
am I supposed to invite you if I'm in a fucking foreign country with your stepdad?
I was just asking, because if it was around the same time that I was in South America, you could have swung a little invite or something. Send it like a little carrier pigeon.
Okay, also completely different parts of South America. You were in Brazil? Is that what it was?
I can't remember.
Like Amazonas or something?
I didn't pay attention to the name. Peru, Brazil, Venezuela, Morocco.
They all kind of just... Damn it. I was really trying to keep a straight face. Wait, no, there is a country, though, that only a couple years ago I found out was on a completely different continent than I thought it was.
What?
Like, it was a country that I thought was in South America, but was actually in Africa.
Egypt.
Saudi Arabia. I thought it was at the tip, the bottom. What was it, dude? I'd have to look at a name of country lists, but maybe it was Guyana. Dude, there's so many countries that I have never fucking heard of in my entire life. And I'm like, that's a country? Like, I feel like some of these lists are just gaslighting us. Like, if we're living in a simulation, they don't actually exist. They just throw them on these lists. Like, yeah, there's more countries. They don't have to render them, though.
No, it's just, I was about to say, it's like the idea of you go up in a plane and they kind of like just drive, like they go a little bit, but they typically just go around in circles until they get to the spot like 100 miles away that looks like another place.
Yep.
Which if you've taken a road trip, you would know, unfortunately, it's not the case, but.
Okay, I remember. It was Andorra. I thought Andorra was a country in Africa, but it is between Spain and France.
Okay.
There was a country like right between that no one really talks about, right? It's between Spain and France.
Between the two stinkiest countries in the world.
Well, good thing it's not between Italy and France.
True, true.
Otherwise, you know, no one would go there. I'm just trying to find, there's a country called Baden, like Biden, but with an A. Mm-hmm. Dude, I have Benin?
I'm from Benin.
B-E-N-I-N.
There's a place called, like, I don't know if you know this, but like, in North America, it's not just America. There's like Canada, too. You ever hear this place? It's like with Canadians.
Canada?
Yeah. No, Canada.
Canada?
Yeah. It's north. It's in. It's
what
like,
are you talking about?
It's like north, North America.
No, like up north, that's just like New York and shit.
No. But like above that is also Canada.
Oh, all that big empty shit on the map?
Oh, yeah.
That's ours.
No. There is a lot of empty space. That's
well, also,
why it was so hard for a manhunt a few years ago.
Yeah.
There's these two fucking douchebags that went on a little killing spree. Mm-hmm. And they went out into the wilderness and took forever to find them. They took the fun way out.
Yeah, damn it. You know, it's actually like, that's a great place to go on the run, is the Canadian wilderness. But you got to be prepared because that is probably some of the most brutal fucking
and shit.
The mosquitoes, the fucking bears, the cold. Like, you have to be able to feed yourself. There's no one out there. It's also, it's not actually as big as it is on the maps because the way the map projections are. So, because I remember looking at it as a kid, I thought Canada was fucking massive. It's like four times bigger than America.
It's huge. It's like one of the, it's not, you know, as, it's not to the same liking or it's not equal to like Russia, for example, and like all the wilderness. But like, there are spots in Canada that are just large swaths of wilderness.
Like, maybe even hundreds of miles of nothing, you know, like in Yukon and shit. All right, I'm going to read you a couple country names, and you tell me where they're located. All right? Ones I've never heard of. Cambodia?
That sounds like somewhere in China, right?
Let me see.
In Asia?
South America.
No way.
Yep.
Okay, give me another one.
Let's see. The Duchy of Parma.
Oh, okay.
That is the name of it.
That one's gotta be in South America.
It is Africa.
Okay, give me another one.
I'll give you another one. Georgia. That's a state.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I trust this list.
Africa.
Yes, Georgia is in Africa, the country.
Okay.
And then, all right, you want one for real?
Yeah.
Tell me, Luchu, L-E-W space C-H-E-W, Luchu.
Asia? On the continent of Asia?
It is a series of islands in the Pacific Ocean off the Asian coast.
Hey. It's Asian.
It is. Modern. It's one of the island chains that constitutes modern-day Japan.
Nice.
That's not a country.
Luchu?
This list says it's also, like, I guess, territories that are, like, federally
like Cuba?
Recognized. Yeah. Well, Cuba's a state. Puerto Rico, I'm surprised Puerto Rico is not a state because it is part of America. It's like a territory of America, and they
vote against it.
Yeah, but they vote in American elections. Like it is a fully, from what I know, I might be spreading misinformation.
They also don't have like the same. They're how about this? If you took a Puerto Rican and put them in South Carolina,
you'd see your stepdad Jim.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think a lot of people are going to go, yep, my American brother over there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm scratching my armpit.
That's fine, man. It's a good scratch sound, like very cartoon.
You want a little?
Yeah, put that mic up.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just going on this list real quick to see if there's, okay.
If there's a holiday in Cambodia.
Oh, nice. Is that a Vietnam War song? I like how in the Vietnam War, we're just like, you know that country next door? Let's bomb that too, but don't tell anyone.
I'm bored. Let's go shoot up some rice patties.
Suriname. Suriname. Suriname, I don't know.
Europe.
South America.
Fuck.
It is it was a Dutch colony on the northern coast of South America.
Look at all these colonies.
Give me some fucking countries, dude. Thailand. Where is that?
I know this one. That's right next to Canada, so that's North America.
Yes. And I'll give you one more. Okay, I actually have no clue about this one. Vanuatu? I'm going to say Pacific Island.
I'm going to say Africa somewhere off the coast.
Vanuatu. Luke, you better be putting the names of the countries we're saying up on the screen in bold Helvetica, white, or whatever color you want, with a little drop shadow. He's editing this at like 4 a.m. going, God.
And if you don't want to do that, you have to post a detailed explanation of why right here.
Or you can do both.
At least now, two paragraphs.
Now, Luke, if you do both, you got some brownie points.
If you do both and show us your work, you'll get Matt and I will each separately Venmo you $5.
Facts. And here is the proof. Luke, you can put the Venmo receipts in.
If he did the work.
If he did it. So Luke, do you want $10?
But if he didn't do the work, then it's just you and I flipping off the screen, which
That's
is
right.
us flipping off Luke.
Yeah. Look at this.
Because he doesn't get money.
Look, we're not flipping you guys off, okay?
We were showing them what we meant by flipping off, because a lot of people don't know.
The bird?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know what this is. No, everyone knows.
I think it's pretty universal. Also,
no, of course it is. Yes.
Vanuatu, or how?
Sometimes I think they, like, you just think that I'm, like, bumbling around with zero understanding of things. Like, the way you react.
Fine, like, then where's Vanuatu?
Where is it, Matt?
Pacific Island.
Is that
it's a Pacific Island nation.
Is that where you just found it?
Yeah.
While you're reading it off of your phone?
No, because it says the name, and I click it, and I have to go to a separate page where then it tells me, in general, like a Wikipedia type thing. There is a Pacific Island that's like a country that I found that just looks like heaven. You can go there and just become a citizen and leave all your woes behind.
There's this place called Hawaii I think I can go to, go scamp around, have some fun, maybe buy up a bunch of land off of the local population's land.
We just did that.
Maybe open up a little water park.
Now you're giving away all our ideas for free, man.
Okay, we bought all of Maui for the biggest water park on Earth.
Yep, it starts at the top of the mountain that's on Maui. Starts with a K.
Yep.
But yes, and there's gonna be a water slide that goes
from
the tippy top.
Bringing out this, I can't help you. You've been to Hawaii 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
actually
8 or 9 times, right?
No, it's more than that. I've taken a couple trips you don't know about.
Oh shit.
17 okay. times. I actually would have, like, if that was a reality, I would be very happy. It's funny. This is the second time today I'm talking about this. Because when I went to go get my...
It's your podcast. You can talk about whatever you want.
Well, it's because I got my man juice injected today, this morning. And...
Oh, wow. Yeah, your Adam's apple is piercing through.
Mm-hmm. Notice it? Notice my facial hair?
Your Adam's apple is getting bigger. It's covered in hair now.
What if that was the only thing that changed? Just big-ass Adam's apple.
Covered in hair.
But I'm like also...
Just that's where the hair's growing.
Dude, I hate fucking... My hair goes down two lines like that on the side. But when I was getting the shot, I asked the nurse. I said, how are you today? And she said, I'm doing okay. I just got back from vacation yesterday. And I was like, vacation? Where'd you go? She was like, Hawaii, Honolulu. And I was like, nice. So second time today, I'm talking about Hawaii. And I think that might mean we live in a simulation.
Probably. Hawaii's not a popular place.
No, and people don't talk about it a lot, so.
Nope.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, people probably should talk about it more, especially after the fire that happened. Throw support. I don't know.
Our water park is going to turn things around, though.
Yeah. Our water park is... Now, you have to show that you have... we're kind of like making it an exclusive thing for now. We're doing like a... You have to be from the main... You know,
mainland America,
continental, continental America, to get in first. But we'll eventually open it up to
Alaska and Hawaiians.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be cool. It's actually
Hawaiians a little after Alaskans, actually.
Yes, just because they've lived there their whole lives, so they already they got to experience.
They've had
it,
all the time in the world to appreciate it.
Yeah, so this
we
is,
just don't think it seems like we would. It's like, why would we offer them to cut a line in which they've been standing in their whole life, or they've been taking a part in the ride of their whole life?
They've had it good since day one, so you know that's why this is going to be the mainland America first. And
you saying Hawaii's not mainland? It's other landed.
It's other landly.
It is. It's a bit off the coast.
It's pretty fucking far off.
It's could you surf there?
Me?
I love
those waves are way too big.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
No, could you surf from here to there?
Hey, I just gotta catch one big wave. That's all it takes. You could be right behind on your boogie board.
The difference is one big wave, baby.
It is like Hawaii is, every time I look at like a world map, I'm reminded that it is so much farther off the coast of America than I, for some reason I've always thought it's like, it's not that far. It's fucking far.
Well, it's because we went hours.
Yeah, dude, when you go to Hawaii, it does not feel like you're in America. It's another country.
When we were leaving it, we were like.
It feels weird.
This was kind of like probably the motion I envisioned. The audio listeners, it was me kind of like shoddily kind of trying to sneak off, but then coming back to kind of grab and protect it for my own.
Ours. We called dibs. Ron and I called dibs on Maui, unfortunately.
And those bananas were delicious.
I did eat I picked a banana off a tree in Maui that was growing outside of an apartment building.
Okay.
A banana tree. It was fucking delicious.
Any worms in it?
Probably, yeah. There's probably some parasites.
Any parasites?
I say maybe some parasites. Hawaii, though, is it's odd that it's
water.
Do you want some of mine, dude? I got water right here. Don't drink it all, though. There's not much left. Come on, don't fucking do that, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? You fucking drank all my water.
I was thirsty, dude.
You bitch. You water-hogging bitch.
The hell, dude. I was just thirsty, and I appreciate that you gave me some of your stuff.
Doesn't seem like it. I hope you drown.
Listen, man, how about you and I hydrate, and we talk about this in the Super Mecha Junior episode on Patreon.
Yeah. Let's go get some water, and then we'll be right back for Super Mecha Junior on Patreon. It's for those who don't know.
And then you can see Matt put water in the fish tank.
Speaking of water, yep, you're going to see me put water in that fish tank. And if you don't want to, you know, join the Patreon to see that, in the next episode of the podcast, it'll just have more water in it. And you'll go, damn, I missed it. unfortunately. But also, huge shout out to our podcast producers and especially executive podcast producers on Patreon. You can see all their names right now rolling up on that beautiful screen. We really, really appreciate it.
I saw my name. I saw a lot of people are seeing their names now.
We are putting their names. And I'm subscribed to several Patreons that do that. And every time I see my name, I get so excited.
You're like, yep.
At the end of the Adam Friedland show and the Y-Files, that channel, it feels so good.
InfoWars redubbed.
I used a fake name for that one.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, but the Y-Files, it's that guy I showed you when we were in Hawaii that talks about like the conspiracy theories and like aliens and stuff, and he has the goldfish in the bowl that talks.
You were saying how it's like corny or whatever. I kind of like it because
it's
like,
grown on me since
it's
then.
Like, you need that little bit of campiness, yeah. I guess, campness, to enjoy something because then it feels like it's coming from a real, true human.
Yeah, I gotta say that's probably in my top three favorite channels, the Y-Files. It's Hecklefish is what it's called. It's
see
grown
you guys.
On me.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.